Hello, everyone. It's the last day of February. Welcome to the Joy Business Report. Coming up, government targets end of March this year to sign off debt restructuring agreement with independent power producers as it reduces payments to $700 million. Also coming up, Ghana National Chamber of Commerce and Industry appeals to Bank of Ghana to put in measures to halt recent depreciation of the cedi. Plus, rating agency Fitch expects treasury bill yields to decline in 2024, but rates will remain high by historical standards. Details coming up. Thanks for being with us. Hello to our friends listening at Cooper Radio on KTU Radio. My name is Darrell Kwao. Government is targeting the end of March to sign off debt restructuring agreement reached with independent power producers. Government is also claims that the debt owed the power producers has been reduced to about $700 million. George Afe has the latest.
According to persons working on these negotiations, the debt have been brought to this level after government started making some payments to these independent power producers from last year. This was after it was able to finalize negotiations with about five of the independent power producers in July last year, when at that time the debt was pegged at $1.6 billion. But after some audit, it was reduced to $1.2 billion. Government started making some payments from last year after threats by some of the independent power producers to shut down the operations over delays in paying the debts. Joy Business also understands that the term sheets have already been exchanged with about five of the independent power producers for further scrutiny. But as at yesterday, there hasn't been any objections raised yet about what government has proposed in the term sheets. They are also hoping that by the end of this month, that agreement to be officially signed in terms of how government is planning to pay the remaining debts to these independent power producers. There have also been some arrangements where the Electricity Company of Ghana will start making some payments to each of the independent power producers in the coming months as government works to pay all these debts to the power producers.
George, I feel with that report, rating agency Fitch expects treasury bill yields to decline in 2024 as government progresses with the external debt restructuring whilst the economy recovers. However, it expects T-bill yields to remain high by historical standards. It revealed this in its latest assessment of the Ghanaian economy. Here's more.
T-bill yields have fallen by more than 2 percentage points since the beginning of the year. They are presently hovering between 27.2 and 29.7%. Fitch said the declining T-bill yields will continue to support net interest margins of banks, which will help to absorb impairment charges from Eurobond exposure and non-performing loans while contributing to further capital recovery. Furthermore, the strong profitability of banks will complement the capital raising initiatives encouraged by the Bank of Ghana, which instructed undercapitalized banks to present credible recapitalization plans last year. Last week's treasury bill auction gained increased participation from investors, partly following the improved liquidity level from the payment of coupons on the new bonds. Investors pushed through total bid value at 6.97 billion cedis against the auction target of 6.29 billion cedis. The treasury accepted all bids.
Now, Chief Executive of the Ghana National Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Mark Bedua Bwaje, is calling on the Bank of Ghana to put in measures to stabilize the local currency. Speaking to Joy Business, Mr. Bedua Bwaje said the continuous depreciation of the cedi would have a negative impact on businesses.
You started the year around 12 and now you are reporting around 13. If you are doing a huge dollar denominated transaction, then you know the impact of it. It may look insignificant, it may look small, but if you are doing a transaction that is costing you billions of dollars, then it feeds or adds up into your cost. So for us, we are very much concerned anytime the CD depreciates, no matter how small it may be. Even if it's $0.1, it translates into a huge cost to any business that is working with a dollar. So I think that we have to do more to stabilize. At the rate at which it is moving now, I think we need to quickly move in to halt it. So we'll call on the central bank using the monetary policy to see how best they can stabilize the currency.
Mark Beduabaji, Chief Executive of the Ghana National Chamber of Commerce and Industry. Now, Chief Executive of the Private Enterprises Federation, Anose Bunsu, is renewing calls for the Income Tax Amendment Bill to be reviewed in order to support businesses to grow. According to him, the tax handle is unfair to small and medium enterprises and hampering their growth.
As a government, we wanted to alert the government to the point that one shoe fits all tax regime, income tax regime, not on all taxes, just the income tax, which is 25% of any business that you do. You're supposed to pay taxes on the income that you generate from that business. We think that that is a misnomer. They don't allow the SMEs to grow. The small potatoes, if you pay 25% on 10,000, the residual is little compared to 25% on 2 million. So the big players, even though 25%, they still get the benefit of a whole lot of money to be able to do their business.
Chief Executive of the Private Enterprises Federation, Anose Bunsu. A former finance minister, Setekwe, has justified the imposition of import duties on products during the erstwhile John Mahama administration. According to him, the duties were intended to protect local industries to increase their production to meet the domestic market demands.
An import duty is discriminatory, right? If somebody starts producing these mics in town, right, he can bring in the pass. They have concession knockdown pass, or he can probably, somebody also starts producing the inputs and the rest. No import duty, because he's producing domestically. If he imports the same thing, he will pay import duty. And that's why we say import duty is protective. It's protecting the local industry, right? So, you know, our young people and the rest, or new entrepreneurs who are adding value and producing chocolates. Nobody imposes import duty. If you bring Swiss chocolate, you pay.
Seth Tekwe is a former finance minister. Telecoms company MTN is set to pay 17 pesos per share as final dividend to shareholders for 2023. This was after it posted almost 4 billion cedis in profit after tax for last year. The data was captured in its financial accounts released to the investing public. The report also showed that MTN paid almost 6 billion Ghana cedis in direct and indirect taxes to the state in 2023. However, total number of subscribers declined marginally to 26.8 million due to the SIM card re-registration. Meanwhile, Chief Executive Solomon Dadivo told Joy Business that the company invested in infrastructure to improve service quality for subscribers.
To make a commitment in 2021 that we're going to commit $1 billion over 5 years to infrastructure development in Ghana is a bold statement to make. But it also demonstrates MTN's belief in the market. I mean, to the point where we're not making these decisions on a year-on-year basis and saying, look, we had a bad year where we had, you know, economic challenges, and as a result, we're going to reduce our investment significantly because of that. We recognize that Ghana has been a productive market in the West African space, and we believe that it's, you know, we have a responsibility to continue to invest in this market.
Chief Executive of MTN Ghana, Selom Adadivo. Now, Ghana's electric vehicle policy is expected to provide market signals and help to decarbonize the transport sector. In addition to this, some players within the sector want more to be done to support investors. According to team lead for Jet Ghana, Eugene Sangmote, creating a conducive environment for investors is key to the growth of the space. He spoke to Joy Business at the Ghana India Auto Investor Mission.
The market is really burgeoning at the moment and presents lots of opportunities that these advanced manufacturers based in India are looking to take these opportunities further. In the space of 2-3-wheeler manufacturing, the market is very ripe. We see a few manufacturers here, and we have seen the government being supportive of the development in that segment of the automotive industry with a recent EV policy, which is seeking to increase uptake of electric vehicles.
Eugene Samote is team lead for Jet Ghana. On Investor Eye, one important hint you must always look out for when investing is the returns. Remember that if the return on an investment is very high, then the risk is equally very high. Let's listen to Director General of the Securities and Exchange Commission, Reverend Daniel Ogbamitete.
Is whether you appreciate the risk return characteristics of the product. Because risk, I like to say, is the ever-present guest when it comes to investing. And there's always that trade-off. The principle is that the higher the return, the higher the risk, and vice versa. Unfortunately, people like to chase returns and they lose sight of the fact that there's a trade-off. So again, you must ask yourself, do I understand the trade-off between risk and return where this particular product is concerned? That would help you also.